When the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, jubilant East Germans poured into the West for a taste of freedom. But 14 years later, East Germany is all the rage again. Books, museum exhibitions, and TV shows are all taking a rose-tinted look back at life in the German Democratic Republic, or GDR. Germans call it Ostalgie, a play on the words for East and nostalgia. Reporter Kyle James in Berlin has the story of this phenomenon.
Almost 6.5 million households in Germany tune in on Wednesdays to episodes of a new TV series called The GDR Show. It's just one of several so-called East shows that take a misty-eyed look back at everyday life in the former East Germany. It's like a collective trip down memory lane.
Modenschau auf der LPG in Weißenschirmbach.
Viewers are treated to archival footage of old newsreels and TV shows. They listen to well-known former East Germans who reminisce about everyday items from back then, like toothpaste, washing machines, and even pickles. Hilmar Rolf is a producer of one of the shows.
This audience in the East loves the show because they see things which they haven't seen since 15 years. And they have these warm feelings, as you have it when you hear a song which you haven't heard for 20 years, and you shared your first kisses while you heard that song.
Manchmal geh ich meine Straße ohne Blick. Manchmal wünsch ich mir mein Schaukelpferd zurück.
This song by the group Karat was a hit in East Germany in 1979. Today, while group members perform it on the GDR show, there are a lot of teary eyes and smiles in the studio as the largely middle-aged audience is transported back to the days of their youth.
They always come along with a very light-hearted approach, and they try to concentrate on the funny side of things, which is okay. Why not have a good laugh now, with so many years now in between?
Hardy Graupner was born in East Germany, the country that was created out of the Soviet occupation zone after World War II. He was 31 when communism collapsed after demonstrations at home and revolutions across Eastern Europe forced authorities to open the Berlin Wall in 1989. While East Germans were elated about their new freedoms, hard reality has set in. The region's economy is stagnant. Unemployment in the East is twice that of the West.
We now have the freedom to travel, but we don't have the money to do it. So what's the difference? The Easterners have come to realize that not everything that glitters is gold in the West. So there's a lot of disenchantment, a lot of disillusionment.
This fond remembrance of things past extends beyond the TV shows. Books, clothes, and even East-themed parties are popular. But making East Germany fashionable has made some uncomfortable. For Gerald Roski, who grew up in West Berlin, this wistful look back is a whitewashing of history.
I think the danger and the harm is that younger people, they think it's cool. They really don't know what really happened. I think it's a glorification of a time where there was nothing to glorify.
Günter Noke was a civil rights activist in East Germany and is now a member of parliament. He sees a double standard at play.
Would we tolerate it in Germany just as much? If, for example, we had a Third Reich show. In this kind of GDR show, there's a danger that in talking only about the daily experiences of people, we deny the negative side of the communist regime, or even forget it.
But Easterners argue the focus has been on the suppression and the secret police for the past 13 years. Now enough time has passed, they say, that they can celebrate the good times, too. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.